Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a paid program.
You're listening to Ride It Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome, welcome to Ride It Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris. Thanks for joining us today. And, you know, as a senior home consultant with Mosby Building Arts, it's my goal to really be a great advisor to solve a lot of issues for my clients, whether it's in a remodeling project or some maintenance or maybe water. So today we can answer not only your home remodeling questions, but also your water issue questions with today's guest, Brett Line from Aqua Systems. So we plan to answer any questions that you may have with hard water, water softener systems. Maybe you got something going on in your house with yours, or any type of home improvement questions. So don't forget about all your home improvement questions for sure, but it's only for the next hour. So move quickly. The number you need, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And also remember, every week, halfway through the show, I'll have my Ride at Home hack. This week, we're going to talk about an easy way to remove some water, some hard water stains from your drinking glasses. So stick around for that. But I'm going to let our water expert, Brett, field all your water questions for you, and then I can take all of the other questions, anything about your home. One more time, right here, the next hour, 314-241-9797. So here to help me with all your hard water questions is my guest from Aqua Systems, Mr. Brett Line. Hey, Brett, how are you doing today? Are you with us?
I am with you. I'm doing very well, thank you. And I'm looking forward to maybe some folks calling in today. I thought we'd do something a little bit different with as far as Aqua Systems offering. If folks are calling in today, that we'll do a offer for a free consult to come out and talk to them, do a free water test on their water concerning the hard water, which you're going to be talking about. We can determine the hardness of their water. And then also we'll bring out a free case of the Mountain Valley spring water that we distribute as well. So if they call in today and leave their information, we'll follow up with them and get out and talk to them and maybe get some folks calling in and get some questions answered today.
Awesome. Hey, that is great news. I love the free case of water with it all, too. That's really cool. I appreciate that for sure and for all of our listeners. And yeah, kind of, you know, like what you were saying today, I was thinking, you know, it's the new year. Happy New Year, by the way. Good to have you on first time this year. And, you know, so we got kind of a fresh start. I was thinking, you know, maybe some new listeners back to the basics of things. Maybe we can, you know, give them some information and just kind of remind everybody about what you guys do, how you do it. And also, you know, kind of why. That's kind of, you know, one of the big things for me when I really look at it, think about it, and you know, the big question that really comes up is, you know, what exactly is hard water and how do you even really know if you have it or how bad it is or that sort of thing?
Well, I talk to folks often, and I spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking to several people, and they're asking me to come out and test their water, and I'm more than happy we can do that. There's no charge for that, but I always challenge back a question to them on, hey, you know, I could give you a number, but are you experiencing hard water issues? Well, what is that? Are you seeing the calcium build up on your shower fixtures? And, you know, once it starts building up, you get that white calcium build up on the shower head, and all of a sudden the little holes have water shooting sideways and cockeyed. And, you start seeing the calcium build up around your faucets in the kitchen and at the sink in the bathroom, where you'll see white calcium around the edges and so forth, and spots on your dishes coming out of the dishwasher. And even if you go out and you buy these plastic cups that you put, you know, you buy them brand new, they're nice and clear, and you put them in the dishwasher, and after you've had them a month or so, it looks like somebody sandblasted them. They go through the dishwasher, and that hard water just etches them really bad, and this looks really bad. It builds up on it, and you have to throw those away and get new ones. So, yeah, hard water is something that's real, and it's something with homeowners that can be a real issue that can easily be resolved with a water softener. So,
yeah. So, yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of hints out there, even without, you know, doing a test or whatever, that you can kind of see or notice, you know, through the stuff. And, you know, I got a client of mine that we're doing some painting and different stuff for, but, you know, they were like, while you're here, you know, look at the kitchen faucet. And it actually, you know, they had some of the calcium and stuff all around it and everything. But it also, where it was getting on to the granite countertop, and we actually did their kitchen, and it was probably, oh gosh, close to 20 years ago, maybe 19 or 21 or somewhere in there. And it's really etched off that top gloss layer, you know, of the granite around that faucet, where it would get wet, and then they wipe it up, and they get wet, and then they wipe it up. And so it's pretty amazing, you know, what water can do to anything. But so now they're just kind of, you know, we're getting them a new kitchen faucet and everything, so they had some expense there. But how else can, you know, hard water be costing, you know, clients money inside their home?
Well, the water, hard water in general, water heaters. And you'll see a buildup in the water heater. And if you have a gas water heater that's heating up from the bottom, and you've got a buildup of sediment calcium that's lining your tank, it has to burn longer and harder to get through the buildup to heat your water, so it becomes more inefficient as far as the water heater itself. Your dishwasher, as I said, will start to get a lot of people calling in, looking inside their dishwasher, and they have a lot of calcium buildup on the walls, on the interior, around the heating element at the bottom, and basically it's pull the dishwasher out and replace it. So, you know, these are things that people run into, and I think there's a lot of folks, Rich, like myself, I grew up with a water softener, and I can remember all the time having to haul bags downstairs or back and forth, but the systems that we offer today use very little salt, very efficiently, and it's not like it used to be, and they can get excellent water and avoid all these problems with hard water issues in the home.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. And it's great, you know, the newer technologies. And I want to touch on some of that stuff a little bit later on if we have time. But, you know, yeah, some of the newer technologies and how it works, how it functions. You know, maybe we can get into if there's any kind of like smart technology functions with any of the systems, stuff like that. But for now, I think we're going to get into our first break here of the hour. So, and for everybody out there, feel free if you have any questions, if any of this, you know, we could even just have a conversation about anything that this is sparking a chord with you. Give us a call. Your questions on your hard water, your water softeners, or anything, maintenance or remodeling around your home, we got your back today for the next hour, 314-241-9797. So come on in, join us, check it out. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back after this.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back. We are live and lively, ready to help you out today. I have Brett Line with Aqua Systems on the line with me today. So we're going over everything hard water. We'll touch on, you know, some other subjects too. I got some color stuff I wanted to kind of touch on, and maybe some kitchen trends and different things like that we can kind of touch on a bit too. But for now, I want to keep this here with Brett just a little bit and kind of finish up some of the stuff we were going over. So Brett, are you still with us?
I am.
Awesome. So you went over the offer and everything of what people can get if they call in today, you know, leave you guys a message with their info and everything to get something set up for you to come out and check it out, look at their needs and test their water. But so how can everybody find you guys, you know, phone numbers, websites, stuff like that, and get information about you?
Yeah, they can call in. Our office is not open today. We're closed on the weekend, but you can call, leave a message for me, and 314-832-5500. You can leave a message, and either leave a message and we'll do that, the offer that I talked about, or if you call in today while we're on the phone here, we can answer questions. And we give that offer coming out. We'll do a consultation, no charge. I'll test the water for hardness. We'll talk about your water issues that you're going through for no charge, and then also bring a free case of the Mountain Valley spring water out. And you can check us out at ilovemywater.com as well. And we're on Facebook as well with Aqua Systems St. Louis. So, you know, I was thinking, Rich, as well, on that break, we're talking about hard water. It's really getting to be a rare case anymore that we install just a water softener. Many times we start talking
hard,
hard water issues. Yeah, it's usually a water softener, and what's very popular is the reverse osmosis system at the kitchen sink, which will provide you purified water, because people are very conscious about plastic bottles. You know, they're buying cases and kids are leaving bottles that are half empty around the house because they don't finish them, you know, and then that's going plastic that's going into the landfills and all those kind of things. So, you know, reverse osmosis system with a water softener to treat the water for the whole home and then give them purified water. We have a lot of folks that are doing water softeners and a whole house carbon filter system that will soften the water, take care of the hard water issues, and then also take chlorine. The chlorine that's in the water, chloramines that are in the water from the water being treated as it leaves the facility out to your home. People are dealing with chlorine and concerned about dry skin and those kind of issues. So the combination of those two things can really improve not just the fixtures in your home and those things that we talk about, but just your personal health as far as your skin. And a lot of ladies with long hair will notice a big difference on their hair and how it feels because of the water softener and the chlorine being removed out of the water. So it's an excellent combination.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just last week, my hack halfway through the show was about how you should drain your water heaters and flush them out and get all that stuff out of there. So, you know, you probably wouldn't have to do that as much, and it'd probably be easier to do and a lot less coming out, you know, if you had, you know, all of those deposits, you know, taken out of that water. So, but yeah, so it is, it does wear that on things. Yeah. Yeah. It definitely wears on those products for sure.
Yeah. And, we recommend that when we go in to put a water softener in, we talk to folks and, hey, you're going to get better water and better efficiency with your water heater. A lot of times it's a good time. Folks are getting ready to put a water heater in. They're saying, hey, I know I had a plumber here or I had somebody come out and look at this and I need a new water heater. And they said, the problem I have is because of the buildup and the calcium, the stuff. So I feel like it's a good time to get a water softener and take care of this problem, so I'm not having to do this again anytime soon as far as replacing a water heater. So, you know, those things come in conjunction. Yeah. And we do recommend folks, same as you said, you know, once a year, draining that thing out, just getting it cleaned out. And any sediment and stuff that comes through the water lines, comes through the pipes into the home, will settle down the bottom there. So it's a good time to flush it out once a year and get it cleaned out.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Absolutely. It's great things to do. Definite important, you know, maintenance issues like that all the way around that can, you know, really support and kind of help you out with. So, but I wanted to touch on a kind of a color thing to kind of maybe advise and help people, you know, in their homes with other types of projects around their house. And I thought maybe we could, you know, talk a little bit about our houses and colors and different things like that, because, you know, there's a lot of the color trends these days are very bold, and the color trends in 2020 for, you know, all sorts of things, painting, tile, all sorts of stuff, is some really bold colors. And, you know, I've really thought more about this too with COVID and being in your home more, and how these colors can affect you in your home and how they can make you feel. Because, you know, neutral colors are very safe. And this is how we kind of are in our home. My wife is actually, you know, wants to really play things safe, keep things neutral, always thinking about, you know, just, well, what if we went to sell the house and stuff like that. And I'm constantly saying, you know, you got to do what you like, what you want, and make yourself feel good inside your space, and not really feel, you know, not really worry about that. And so when you think about the color yellow, 2020 was a big year for the color yellow, and the color yellow brings, you know, think about walking outside in the sun, and how does that make you feel? Happy, energy, optimism, everything just feels better. So it's a great thing to have around and have inside your home. Vibrant blues are another, you know, big thing that is actually a very kind of serene, peaceful, and relaxing feel to a vibrant blue. I have a client right now, we're in the middle of their bathroom, their master bath, and all their cabinetry on the one whole wall, and they've got a couple big tall pantry, you know, type cabinets and double sink and all that. It's all this vibrant blue, and I'm going to tell you, it looks absolutely fabulous. So when we painted our house, I did a lot of painting on the main floor, you know, this summer, and I really worked and we worked on a bolder color for some accents and stuff. And now I kind of helped convince my wife, we talked about it more, we looked at stuff, we darkened it up more than we thought, and we absolutely love it. She absolutely loves it. It's so nice. So Brett, do you guys have you done any kind of bold color things like that, schemes or anything inside of your home at all?
Oh my, we've done some of those things in the past. I think my wife and our home is more along the lines of what you're discussing. It's not so much resale value as much as keeping it neutral, and then she'll use pillows and accents, whether curtains or decorations, decor in the home, and change that with a pop of color, because then it gives her more flexibility. But I can see, and we've done it before, we've taken even just one wall and put a bright color or some bold color on there to make an accent in a room. It just changes the whole feel of a room and how it sets up and how you feel. Like you said, those colors affect people and how you feel about things, and it does make a big impact on a home, a big change.
Oh, it absolutely does. And, you know, think about, you know, the way you feel inside your home, and you know, if something like that can just give you a little bit more, you know, make you more comfortable, make you a little happier, a little more energy, a little brighter, you know, feel a little better. I think it's just a really great thing, you know, and when you do that, and you kind of, you know, get that license to say, you know what, I'm not worried about everything else. I'm going to do what I want and what I love and make it what I love. Then it really, you know, it just really makes you feel so much better and like where you are, you know, that sort of thing. And honestly, we had, you know, last year we had a house not far from us in our neighborhood that went on the market. And I want to tell you, this house had some of the craziest painting in it I think you would ever see. And there was some stripes. There was, I mean, it was almost kind of artsy. People, you know, it was, these people really loved this. And I'm sure while they were in their home, they absolutely, you know, enjoyed everything about it. And I remember looking at the photos and different stuff, and my wife's like, oh my gosh, who's ever going to buy that? You know, like, that's just, I can't imagine. Well, you know, it's a great market right now. So that house sold in like 6 days instead of four. You know, it's still sold. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, somebody bought it. There's maybe some aspects they keep, maybe some aspects they change, you know, but in the long run, it's not like they couldn't sell the house. It's on the market for 5 months because they had stripes on the walls in one room or something like that. It just, you know, so I'm trying to just encourage people to think outside the box. Try and let that feeling go a little bit and go after what you love.
And what a great time. I mean, we've done a lot of projects around the house, as I'm sure you have too, painting and redecorating. And because of COVID, a lot of things closed. And there's a lot of people right now that are doing a lot of painting in the home. And what a great time, like you said, to take advantage of it and just do something that's bold and something that you like.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and the good news is for us at Mosby Building Arts, for you guys, I know we've talked about it several times. You know, we're all still working. We've got a lot going on. We take the precautions. We do what we need to. We do what we can to be as safe as possible. And you can still get things taken care of, still get them done, and still get through these projects, you know. So right now would be a great time to look at any of this type of stuff with any of Mosby services or, you know, a water softener or something like that from you guys. But so for now, we're hitting up on our hard break right now. So middle of the show, up next when we come back will be my Right at Home hack. So we'll be right back after these messages.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home hack.
All right. Here we go, halfway through the show, my Right at Home hack. You know, today we're live here at 97.1. We're talking with Brett Line from Aqua Systems about hard water, water softener systems. So, you know, if you've had the hard water stains on your wine glasses, drinking glasses, stuff like that, you know how hard that could be to get off. And that's, you know, caused by the minerals that are left behind in the water, you know, as it evaporates. So making those glasses look like they have no more problems, getting them really tip top shape. Here's a little tip on doing that. So vinegar and distilled water, you know, mixing that together, putting it in a spray bottle, would be exactly what you need. Basically, you take those drinking glasses, put them on top of like a folded dishcloth, take that bottle and spray all the vinegar with water mixture onto those spots. Let it sit there for a couple minutes, kind of soak it in and everything. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take your cloth, soft cloth, or your sponge, and you're going to put some of that solution onto that, and then you're going to wipe and kind of rub all of those spots off of there with that wet sponge, with the pure white vinegar kind of in the sponge. All those spots will come right off. You can rinse the glasses inside and out with tap water, you know, shake out most of all that water over the sink, then dry that glass, and it will be perfectly sparkly, shiny, ready to go. Now, for a dishwasher method, you can actually take that vinegar solution and put it in the rinse cycle in the little compartment where you put for your rinse cycle, and it'll run some of that through, and it'll actually help also during that dishwasher cycle so you don't have as many spots. So hopefully that'll help you out, keep everything clean and shiny. And everybody out there, Facebook Live with me right now, if you guys have any questions, feel free to call in right now. We got half the show left here till 1 o'clock. So give us a call live on the air, 314-241-9797. We'll answer any questions about your house, remodeling, and or today we got the hard water expert, water softener system expert with us. we'll get to whatever you need. So have fun, and we're going to get back to the regular show here with Brett. Brett, how you doing? Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Awesome. So, hey, one of the things I was, you know, looking at and thinking about, because I see so much of it too, as I'm out and we're remodeling, you know, we're designing and remodeling kitchens, and, you know, some of the newer trends that are out there in the plumbing and lighting fixtures is, you know, the abundance of different finishes that you can get. And right now, you know, mixed metals in those areas is like the big thing for the past few years that a lot of people are doing and are starting to do, with mixing up the different types of metals throughout the area. So, mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know, you know, I kind of remember, I'm sure you remember when, you know, back in the day you'd be remodeling something, or, you know, you're out shopping for stuff and you basically had your standard finishes, your chrome, your brass, maybe some brushed nickel, you know, and you had like three or four things to choose from. It's kind of like getting a soda back then, you know, and you had your Coke, your Pepsi, your Dr. Pepper, maybe some Mountain Dew. And now you walk into Quick Trip and it's, you know, that's how these finishes are now. Not only is there a ton more, but now you mix them up, and even they mix them up on the same, you know, faucets. But so my thought was, if you have hard water and everything, and like the faucet, you know, I was talking about earlier about that we're going to replace the kitchen faucet and fix up their granite, you know, it's an oil rub bronze. Well, now, you know, matte black is getting big, and there's, you know, like brushed brass and different, you know, brushed gold and different colors and stuff. I mean, how do you see the hard water affecting that stuff? Because it just seems like the, you know, darker finishes and stuff, you think that would affect it even more so?
Oh, I think it's going to be an effect on it. But the other side of that as well, Rich, is just the cost, you know, the investment that people are putting in to these remodels and doing the fixtures, the really nice fixtures and the finishes and the big glass doors on the shower stalls and all those kind of things are beautiful when they put those things in there. But they forget that one piece, and that's that variable of the water and the quality of the water. And really, you need to include in this whole process as you're doing this remodel the thought of putting in that water softener or something to treat the water to take care of, because once you start using hard water over time and you etch or scratch up that glass on those shower doors, you can put a softener in and it'll help eliminate what's from that point on. But whatever damage has been done, it's not going to fix the glass, and it's going to have a problem with it. And same with the fixtures. So I just really try to encourage folks that make it part of your process and your thought process and your remodeling process to give us a call, get something in there to treat that water, to make that enjoying of that new fixture, the new kitchen or new bathroom, all that a better experience and feeling more comfortable that it's going to be taken care of and you can clean it and it's going to look good for a long time.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you are very right. You know, these things are not getting cheaper. They're all more expensive. When you get into these other finishes, you know, they're all cost set by popularity and things like that. So these new finishes are, yes, they're going to cost you the most amount of money when you pick stuff out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, protect those investments and, you know, keep it working, keep it clean. But it is pretty amazing, you know, to me, just the changes that we've had in designing kitchens and all those colors and all the different types of metals. You know, appliances are another one where, you know, they're not just white, black, and, you know, stainless steel anymore. There's so many different coal and matte colors and just all this different stuff. So, you know, yeah, I think imperative to have other good maintenance things around you, like good water, you know, and a good system and everything, to just help you keep up and maintain, you know, all of that stuff around you. A lot of painted tile, you know, soft wood tones, all these things, even when cleaning and everything else, you know, it's just so important, you know,
well,
to do that.
That's what I was going to say, is because you do this and we'll get a new countertop or something, and there's instructions, you know, don't use this type of cleaner on this material because you'll damage it, and don't use this type of on this material because so you're very particular, and we're very particular on.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go, halfway through the show, my Right at Home Hack. You know, today we're live here at 97.1. We're talking with Brett Line from Aqua Systems about hard water softener systems. So, you know, if you've had the hard water stains on your wine glasses, drinking glasses, stuff like that, you know how hard that could be to get off. And that's, you know, caused by the minerals that are left behind in the water, you know, as it evaporates. So making those glasses look like they have no more problems, getting them really tip-top shape. Here's a little tip on doing that. So vinegar and distilled water, you know, mixing that together, putting it in a spray bottle would be exactly what you need. Basically, you take those drinking glasses, put them on top of like a folded dishcloth, take that bottle and spray all the vinegar with water mixture onto those spots, let it sit there for a couple minutes, kind of soak it in and everything. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take your cloth, soft cloth, or your sponge, and you're going to put some of that solution onto that, and then you're going to wipe and kind of rub all of those spots off of there with that wet sponge, with the pure white vinegar kind of in the sponge. All those spots will come right off. You can rinse the glasses inside and out with tap water, you know, shake out most of all that water over the sink, then dry that glass, and it will be perfectly sparkly, shiny, ready to go. Now, for a dishwasher method, you can actually take that vinegar solution and put it in the rinse cycle in the little compartment where you put for your rinse cycle, and it'll run some of that through, and it'll actually help also during that dishwasher cycle so you don't have as many spots. So hopefully that'll help you out, keep everything clean and shiny. And everybody out there, Facebook Live with me right now, if you guys have any questions, feel free to call in right now. We got half the show left here till 1 o'clock. So give us a call live on the air, 314-241-9797. We'll answer any questions about your house, remodeling, and or today we got the hard water expert, water softener system expert with us. We'll get to whatever you need. So have fun, and we're going to get back to the regular show here with Brett. Brett, how you doing? Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Awesome. So, hey, one of the things I was, you know, looking at and thinking about, because I see so much of it too, as I'm out and we're remodeling, you know, we're designing and remodeling kitchens, and, you know, some of the newer trends that are out there in the plumbing and lighting fixtures is, you know, the abundance of different finishes that you can get. And right now, you know, mixed metals in those areas is like the big thing for the past few years that a lot of people are doing and are starting to do, with mixing up the different types of metals throughout the area. So, you know, and I don't know, you know, I kind of remember, I'm sure you remember when, you know, back in the day, you'd be remodeling something, or, you know, you're out shopping for stuff, and you basically had your standard finishes, your chrome, your brass. Maybe some brushed nickel, you know, and you had like three or four things to choose from. It's kind of like getting a soda back then, you know, and you had your Coke, your Pepsi, your Dr. Pepper, maybe some Mountain Dew. And now you walk into Quick Trip and it's, you know, that's how these finishes are now. Not only is there a ton more, but now you mix them up, and even they mix them up on the same, you know, faucets. But so my thought was, if you have hard water and everything, and like the faucet, you know, I was talking about earlier about that we're going to replace the kitchen faucet and fix up their granite, you know, it's an oil rub bronze. Well, now, you know, matte black is getting big, and there's, you know, like brushed brass and different, you know, brushed gold and different colors and stuff. I mean, how do you see the hard water affecting that stuff? Because it just seems like the, you know, darker finishes and stuff, you think that would affect it even more so?
Oh, I think it's going to be an effect on it. But the other side of that as well, Rich, is just the cost. You know, the investment that people are putting in to these remodels and doing the fixtures, the really nice fixtures and the finishes and the big glass doors on the shower stalls and all those kind of things are beautiful when they put those things in there. But they forget that one piece, and that's that variable of the water and the quality of the water. And really, you need to include in this whole process as you're doing this remodel the thought of putting in that water softener or something to treat the water to take care of.
Yeah.
Because once you start using hard water over time and you etch or scratch up that glass on those shower doors, you can put a softener in and it'll help eliminate what's from that point on. But whatever damage has been done, it's not going to fix the glass, and it's going to have a problem with it. And same with the fixtures. So I just really try to encourage folks that make it part of your process and your thought process and your remodeling process to give us a call, get something in there to treat that water to make that enjoying of that new fixture, the new kitchen or new bathroom, all that a better experience and feeling more comfortable that it's going to be taken care of and you can clean it and it's going to look good for a long time.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you are very right. You know, these things are not getting cheaper. They're all more expensive. When you get into these other finishes, you know, they're all cost set by popularity and things like that. So these new finishes are, yes, they're going to cost you the most amount of money when you pick stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, protect those investments and, you know, keep it working, keep it clean. But it is pretty amazing, you know, to me, just the changes that we've had in designing kitchens and all those colors and all the different types of metals. You know, appliances are another one where, you know, they're not just white, black, and, you know, stainless steel anymore. There's so many different coal and matte colors and just all this different stuff. So, you know, yeah, I think imperative to have other good maintenance things around you, like good water, you know, and a good system and everything to just help you keep up and maintain, you know, all of that stuff around you. A lot of painted tile, you know, soft wood tones, all these things, even when cleaning and everything else, you know, it's just so, so important, you know.
Well, that's
to
what
do
I was
that
say is because you do this and we'll get a new countertop or something, and there's instructions, you know, don't use this type of cleaner on this material because you'll damage it, and don't use this type of on this material because you're very particular, and we're very particular on keeping it. But, you know, if you're dealing again with a hard water scenario, it's going to cause damage in the long run. And so I just encourage folks to take a look at it. It doesn't cost anything for give us a call at 314-832-5500. Leave me a message and I'll come out. I can talk to you. I can see what you've got going on. Test the water for no charge. And, you know, we'll put something in there that's going to last you a lifetime. Really, the water softener, if there's any problems with it, we exchange parts, so you'll never have to go through a shopping experience on determining who you want for a water softener again, because we will cover that product and we service it, take care of it, and everything from that aspect. So it's really worth the investment in the long run when you're looking at it as a whole picture, as your whole investment into your home.
Yeah, absolutely. And get that free case of the bottled water if you call in today.
And that too.
Leave a message and everything. So the bottled water, are you talking about the glass bottles then?
Well, I've got that, but I was probably going to bring out that
aluminum?
I mentioned last time I was on there is the aluminum. We have the 750 milliliter aluminum can. It comes in a case of 12. It's a beautiful bottle. And it's been doing very well as a new product that we brought in. We have a lot of folks that are trying it out, but I was going to bring out a case of that and leave it with you so you can check it out. It's a really neat product, and Mountain Valley's done a very good job with the bottling and the bottle, and it looks very good. And I was going to bring one of those out, or you know, if they want,
yeah, that's awesome.
Bottle, they can let me know that too. That's fine. I'll do.
Yeah, no,
it's fine.
Yeah. I remember the aluminum, and I'm excited about that too, because, you know, my out in O'Fallon where I live, they changed, you know, all the recycling stuff that they take and how they take it and what types and stuff. And so they literally in the past year or so have cut down so much on what we can actually recycle. So, you know, the aluminum obviously is the main one, works, you know, you can throw it in there and they'll take it and you won't have a problem. But yeah, a lot of these areas are, you know, cutting back on literally what types of plastics and different things you recycle. It's got to have a certain number on it and all this. They're making it more and more difficult for us. And it's like, so I love that aluminum bottle because you know you've got something that's just going to work. You know, put it in there and they'll go ahead and recycle it. So I think that is an awesome thing. Great thing, you know, that you've got going there. And I love that new bottle there. So I think we'll get into our final break here and we can get into some more stuff when we come back. And I invite everybody to, if you got any questions you want to try and sneak in, feel free to give us a call. 314-241-9797. We're here for you. And we'll be right back after this.
Facts presented fairly. This is 97.1 FM Talk. Stream the station anytime at 97.1talk.com or download the app for your phone at radio.com.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
We are back. Final segment. Like we said, feel free to jump in. We've got about 9 minutes here, so we can get a question in for you guys if you have one. 314-241-9797. And so, Brett, you know, talking about the kitchen area in general, you know, as we go through and we, you know, design and remodel kitchens, I mean, the things that we're doing in there, especially in today's time and all the stuff going on. I mean, you think about, we've always talked about the kitchen's the heart of the home. Everybody's there, you know, all the celebrations, all the stuff, everything congregates in the kitchen. Well, now, you know, it's a classroom, it's a boardroom, it's your video call center. It's, you know, we had, you know, Christmas celebration with a bunch of family over Zoom, and we're, you know, in the kitchen at the eat-in table and everything, opening up gifts that we shipped and, you know, dropped off for people and stuff like that. And so there's so many things, you know, that we're using these areas for now. It's quite amazing all the differences. So for everybody out there, you know, if you're thinking about or interested in any of these things that we're talking about, I would definitely encourage you, you know, let us have a conversation. Let us come out, let us kind of talk about it, you know, see what our designers have to offer and how we can, you know, go through our process and all that. If you're thinking about kitchen, bathroom, any type of stuff like that, we do everything residential remodeling. So you can find us online at callmosby.com, or you can give us just a call on the phone at 314-909-1800. And Brett, so we did have someone call in during the break and was asking for your guys's information too, again, with, you know, phone number and everything. So can you put that out there again, website, phone number for everybody?
Sure. Give us a call at 314-832-5500 and just leave a message there. Or you can go to aquasystems.com or ilovemywater.com. They both go to the same location. And you can check out the equipment, What's a little bit different, Rich, with us and other folks on the equipment side is you can put your zip code in, which identifies you here, the St. Louis Aqua Systems market, and you can look up pricing, all the pricing's there. Of course, we always have sales and discounts going on, so we can talk to you about that. But you'll actually see pricing and all that stuff, and all those pricings include a standard installation as well. So you're looking at the whole package in general as far as what's on there and on your installation. So there's no questions. It's not us coming out and giving a hard sale and doing all kinds of things to get you to buy and all the kind of that stuff. So,
yep. No, and I absolutely, you know, love that system with everything that you can do, you know and understand up front. I think it's just so beneficial to everybody out there. But hey, we've got Tim on the line, has a problem with a garbage disposal. If we get Tim, are you there, Tim?
Yeah, happy new year, Rich, guys.
Yeah, Rich, happy new year.
Thank you. My garbage disposal went out recently. It's like less than 10 years old. Does the hard water impact that, the garbage disposal life?
Well, I have not ran into that being a specific problem with the garbage disposal. I'm sure it's accredited to some aspect of it, because anytime you have water setting in a spot and water evaporates, if you're not using it, there's a calcium buildup that's left behind. So I wouldn't say that was the problem that caused it, but you know, I'm sure it would also precipitate the process going quicker. So
yes. Okay.
Yeah, and if you don't use it a lot, I would see that being part of a problem too, to where if it's just there and you're not a high garbage disposal volume user, then it sits more and lets those deposits sit and before you run them off and different stuff like that. But you definitely got to watch what you are putting down there for sure, and still watch out for how much you put down and different stuff like that. I've seen so much in the past with spaghetti noodles and things. I'm always encouraging people, definitely still scrape as much off that plate as you can in the trash. And then that garbage disposal is for the extra little scraps and different stuff like that. I've literally met people out there that just, they think it's like a trash compactor or something. They'll put whatever, noodles, all kinds of stuff, and it just really bogs that thing down and shortens the life for sure, of that garbage disposal, getting stuff like that in there. So, well Tim, hey, I appreciate the call. Great question.
Yeah, Rich, and, can I have the water estimate too, please? Friend, come on, check my water too, please.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you just leave a phone number there with the folks? And
okay. Perfect. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right.
Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Tim.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. So on these systems you have, Brett, because, when we're looking at bathrooms and kitchens and, we're talking about all these different trends and color trends and, all that type of stuff all the time. One of the things that we're seeing more and more, every day, everybody's seeing is just your different technologies, your touch faucet technologies and, appliances are getting all these technologies, refrigerators. I literally just saw a hood exhaust fan for over, the range that is, it's almost like a giant computer. It's got a camera in it. So if you're a foodie, if you film yourself cooking, you get recipes on it. You could do all this stuff. You can, people that like blog and do like videos of them cooking and talking stuff like that. I was like, wow, that's totally crazy. Like that is so neat. So is there any, do you have any of those in your water softeners or any smart technologies that helps people maintain them and stuff?
Sure. If you go to our website, you'll see options for the water softeners. And really, the options have just been a process of evolution of time on our Smart Choice brand, which is our own brand. That's one thing, Rich, that kind of sets us apart is we're not buying somebody else's product and reselling it. This is stuff that we've developed. We put the stuff together. We assemble it. We install it. We warrant it. We service it. We do all aspects of the equipment. But the Smart Choice brand that we introduced in the 90s has evolved to the point where it is, we do have a high-efficiency water softener that hooks up to the Wi-Fi in your home. The system will use considerably, like 65% less water during its regeneration process. It also will speak. It'll send you an email when your salt starts getting low to tell you that it's getting low on salt. It'll also email you that if there's a problem, let's say in the process of regeneration, there's a power failure or power some surge or something to throw it off, or there's a problem with the softener. In general, it'll email you actually an error code with our phone number, and you give us a call, and we can tell you what the error is, and maybe something you just reset simply yourself, or we may need to come out and do something and take care of it for you. But yeah, we do have that option available, and there are folks that are gravitating towards that, even to the point eventually to where you can pull up an app on the Aqua Systems with the system itself, and you'll be able to see your water usage, and you can tell if you've got water running. Matter of fact, Rich, we had one time where folks had an excessively high water bill in their home, and they thought it had something to do with our water softener, but we went out and we could check our system with the diagnostics. We could see that there was water running in the home somewhere continuously, or somewhere there was a toilet tank or something that they never use that was just running continually. It was blowing their water bill out the water. So, that system comes in handy. So
That is awesome. We see a lot of that stuff in our designs and everything. So, hey, Brett, I want to thank you for coming on today. Had a great time.
Thank you.
A lot of great information out there. I want to remind everybody, you know, if you need anything for your home, remodeling, design, anything residential, you can call Mosby 314-909-1800 or find us online, callmosby.com. You can get to Aqua Systems at ilovemywater.com. So, hey, we are out for this week, but I appreciate it, and I will talk to everybody next week. Have a good week.
Facts presented fairly. This is 97.1 FM Talk. Stream the station anytime at 97.1talk.com or download the app for your phone at radio.com.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
We are back. Final segment. Like we said, feel free to jump in. We've got about 9 minutes here, so we can get a question in for you guys if you have one. 314-241-9797. And so, Brett, you know, talking about the kitchen area in general, you know, as we go through and we, you know, design and remodel kitchens, I mean, the things that we're doing in there, especially in today's time and all the stuff going on. I mean, you think about, we've always talked about the kitchen's the heart of the home. Everybody's there, you know, all the celebrations, all the stuff, everything congregates in the kitchen. Well, now, you know, it's a classroom, it's a boardroom, it's your video call center. It's, you know, we had, you know, Christmas celebration with a bunch of family over Zoom, and we're, you know, in the kitchen at the eat-in table and everything, opening up gifts that we shipped and, you know, dropped off for people and stuff like that. And so there's so many things, you know, that we're using these areas for now. It's quite amazing all the differences. So for everybody out there, you know, if you're thinking about or interested in any of these things that we're talking about, I would definitely encourage you, you know, let us have a conversation. Let us come out, let us kind of talk about it, you know, see what our designers have to offer and how we can, you know, go through our process and all that. If you're thinking about kitchen, bathroom, any type of stuff like that, we do everything residential remodeling. So you can find us online at callmosby.com, or you can give us just a call on the phone at 314-909-1800. And Brent, so we did have someone call in during the break and was asking for your guys's information too, again with you know, phone number and everything. So can you put that out there again, website, phone number for everybody?
Sure. Give us a call at 314-832-5500 and just leave a message there. Or you can go to aquasystems.com or ilovemywater.com. They both go to the same location. And you can check out the equipment. What's a little bit different, Rich, with us and other folks on the equipment side is you can put your zip code in, which identifies you here in the St. Louis Aqua Systems market. And you can look up pricing, all the pricing's there. Of course, we always have sales and discounts going on, so we can talk to you about that. But you'll actually see pricing and all that stuff. And all those pricings include a standard installation as well. So you're looking at the whole package in general as far as what's on there and on your installation. So there's no questions. It's not us coming out and giving a hard sale and doing all kinds of things to get you to buy and all the kind of that stuff. So.
Yep. No, and I absolutely, you know, love that system with everything that you can do, you know and understand up front. I think it's just so beneficial to everybody out there. But hey, we've got Tim on the line, has a problem with a garbage disposal. If we get Tim, are you there, Tim?
Yeah, happy new year, Rich, guys.
Yeah, happy new year.
Thank you. My garbage disposal went out recently. It's like less than 10 years old. Does the hard water impact that, the garbage disposal life?
Well, I have not ran into that being a specific problem with the garbage disposal. I'm sure it's accredited to some aspect of it, because anytime you have water setting in a spot and water evaporates, if you're not using it, there's a calcium buildup that's left behind. So I wouldn't say that was the problem that caused it, but you know, I'm sure it would also precipitate the process going quicker. So
Yeah, and if you don't use it a lot, I would see that being part of a problem too, to where if it's just there and you're not a high garbage disposal volume user, then it sits more and lets those deposits sit and before you run them off and you know different stuff like that. But you definitely got to watch what you are putting down there for sure, and still watch out for how much you put down and different stuff like that. I've seen so much in the past with spaghetti noodles and things. I'm always encouraging people, definitely still scrape as much off that plate as you can in the trash. And then that garbage disposal is for the extra little scraps and different stuff like that. I've literally met people out there that just, they think it's like a trash compactor or something. They'll put just whatever, noodles, all kinds of stuff, and it just really bogs that thing down and shortens the life for sure, of that garbage disposal, getting stuff like that in there. So, well Tim, hey, I appreciate the call. Great question.
Yeah, Rich, and, can I have the water estimate too, please? Friend, come on, check my water too, please.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you just leave a phone number there with the folks? And
okay. Perfect. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right.
Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Tim.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. So on these systems you have, Brett, because, when we're looking at bathrooms and kitchens and, we're talking about all these different trends and color trends and, all that type of stuff all the time. One of the things that we're seeing more and more, every day, everybody's seeing is just your different technologies, your touch faucet technologies and, appliances are getting all these technologies, refrigerators. I literally just saw a hood exhaust fan for over, the range that is, it's almost like a giant computer. It's got a camera in it. So if you're a foodie and you film yourself cooking, you can get recipes on it. You could do all this stuff. You can, people that like blog and do like videos of them cooking and talking to stuff like that. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's totally crazy. Like that is so neat. So is there any, do you have any of those in your water softeners or any smart technologies that helps people maintain them and stuff?
Sure. If you go to our website, you'll see options for the water softeners. And really, the options have just been a process of evolution of time on our Smart Choice brand, which is our own brand. That's one thing, Rich, that kind of sets us apart is we're not buying somebody else's product and reselling it. This is stuff that we've developed. We put the stuff together. We assemble it. We install it. We warrant it. We service it. We do all aspects of the equipment. But the Smart Choice brand that we introduced in the 90s has evolved to the point where it is, we do have a high efficiency water softener that hooks up
yeah.
to the Wi-Fi in your home. The system will use considerably, like 65% less water during its regeneration process. It also will speak, it'll send you an email when your salt starts getting low to tell you that it's getting low on salt. It'll also email you that if there's a problem, let's say in the process of regeneration, there's a power failure or power some surge or something to throw it off, or there's a problem with the softener. In general, it'll email you actually an error code with our phone number, and you give us a call, and we can tell you what the error is, and maybe something you just reset simply yourself, or we may need to come out and do something and take care of it for you. But, yeah, we do have that option available, and there are folks that are they're gravitating towards that, even to the point eventually to where you can pull up an app on the Aqua Systems with the system itself, and you'll be able to see your water usage, and you can tell if you've got water running. Matter of fact, Rich, we had one time where folks had an excessively high water bill in their home, and they thought it had something to do with our water softener, but we went out, and we could check our system with the diagnostics. We could see that there was water running in the home somewhere continuously, or somewhere there was a toilet tank
yeah.
or something that they never use that was just running continually. It was blowing their water bill out the water. So, yeah, that system comes in handy. So
yeah, that is awesome. We see a lot of that stuff in our designs and everything. So, hey, Brett, I want to thank you for coming on today. Had a great time.
Thank you.
Got a lot of great information out there. I want to remind everybody, you know, if you need anything for your home, remodeling, design, anything residential, you can call Mosby 314-909-1800 or find us online, callmosby.com. You can get to Aqua Systems at ilovemywater.com. So, hey, we are out for this week, but I appreciate it, and I will talk to everybody next week. Have a good week.